C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today it's The Turn of the Screw and Other Stories by Henry James. The version I read was published by Vintage Classics in 2007, but the original novella was published as a serial in 1898. Today it's Ghosts and Victorian High Gothic. There's something about Christmas and ghost stories. And The Turn of the Screw begins as a story within a story, as a group of friends share ghost stories on Christmas Eve. We're told the tale of a nameless young governess, known only as Miss, who takes on a new position in a grand house to teach two young orphans, now wards of their dashing uncle, who prefers to remain in London. The governess arrives at Bligh, the house in Essex, with all the high hopes and excitement of a new job. The children's uncle is rather disinterested in his nephew and niece, and gives the governess full authority, telling her not to bother him with any communication. On her first day, the governess is quickly enchanted by the young girl Flora, and her brother arrives the next day back from school. But he's accompanied with a note explaining that he's been expelled from school and he's not to return next term. The young boy, Miles, refuses to talk about it and starts to charm his new governess, but she's riddled with concern. Then, when taking late walks about the property, she begins to see strange figures, people she doesn't know. She turns to the housekeeper and learns the fate of her predecessor, Miss Jessel, and her love affair with the valet, Quint, and how they are both now dead. The housekeeper explains how the children were actually very close to Quint and Jessel before their deaths. Then one day, the governess finds Flora talking to someone at the lake, and she's convinced that Flora is communicating with the now dead Miss Jessel, although Flora denies it. And now the governess fears the ghosts of the two lovers are coming for the children. Now the beauty of this story is whether it is a descent into madness tale. Because it's told solely from the first person, we're never quite sure whether the governess is going mad or the house is really plagued with the ghosts of the former staff. The governess is naive and easily falls in love, firstly with the uncle, then the house, and then the two children. She's an easy target and vulnerable. And as the story progresses, the beautiful home and charming children become darker and more sinister. But is this just her imagination? Now, this is another example of where I had to put aside my knowledge of all the other influences and read this with fresh eyes, because this is the original story. The spooky house, the spiral into madness or not, and the strange children is now almost a cliché, but this is where those clichés began. Although James also nods to Jane Eyre and the Mistress of the Mystery of Udolpho within the tale. The version of The Turn of the Screw and Other Stories I read also included another James short story which I really enjoyed, The Romance of Certain Old Clothes, which is a spooky tale of jealous sisters fighting over the same suitor with ghastly consequences. So if you like gothic houses, naive governesses, strange faces at the window and spooky children, I heartily recommend The Turn of the Screw. And if you can find it in the same volume, I'd also recommend The Romance of Certain Old Clothes as well. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.